Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Jason Tyner. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rondell White. Batting seventh. The DH, Jason Kubel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Terry Tiffey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Baker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The left fielder, Jason Michaels. Batting third. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ben Broussard. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Todd Hollinsworth. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe Inglot. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Ramon Vasquez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jeremy Sowers. And now, play ball. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Inglot scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vasquez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Sizemore reaches second base with a double. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sizemore moves to third. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hafner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Broussard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuttier strikes out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rondell White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta strikes out. One out. Todd Hollinsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hollandsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Englet is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Englet bunts towards the mound. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ramon Vasquez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vasquez hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Tiffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tiffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Englet scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Bartlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bartlett takes first base on ball four. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Tiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiner hits a fly ball into right field. Hollandsworth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sizemore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Sizemore reaches second base with a double. Jason Michaels batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sizemore moves to third. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hafner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hafner strikes out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuttier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broussard is 0 for 1 in the game. Broussard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Broussard for the out. One out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peralta is 0 for 1 in the game. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Hollandsworth is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hollandsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollandsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubel strikes out. 1 out. Terry Tiffey is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tiffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jason Bartlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bartlett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bartlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Inglot is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Inglot is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Inglot hits a fly ball into center field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ramon Vasquez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vasquez is 0-for-1 in the game. Vasquez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Vasquez reaches second base with a double. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Sizemore is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Sizemore is walked intentionally. Jason Michaels batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vasquez scores. Sizemore moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hafner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hafner hits a fly ball into center field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sizemore moves to third. Michaels moves to second. 2 outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Broussard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tyner for the out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauer hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cuttier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vasquez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Broussard is 0-for-2 in the game. Broussard hits a fly ball into center field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Peralta is 0-for-2 in the game. Peralta hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Tyner. Peralta reaches second base with a double. Todd Hollandsworth is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hollandsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollandsworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peralta scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Englet is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Englet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Englet hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier, who is chasing the ball. Englet reaches third base with a triple. Hollandsworth goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Kyle Loza now pitching. Ramon Vasquez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vasquez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vasquez hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Englet tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sizemore is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Sizemore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rondale White is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kubel is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubel hits a line drive towards first. Broussard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a pop-up towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hafner hits a fly ball into center field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tiffy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Tiffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tiffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vasquez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bartlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vasquez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Ayer now pitching. Ben Broussard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Broussard is 0-for-3 in the game. Broussard takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peralta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peralta hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Broussard moves to third. Todd Hollandsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hollandsworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hollandsworth hits a pop-up towards short. Bartlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Englet is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Englet is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Englet hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tiffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Broussard scores. Peralta moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Ramon Vasquez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vasquez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vasquez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peralta moves to third. Englet moves to second. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Sizemore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Tyner. Sizemore reaches second base with a double. Peralta scores. Englet scores. Vasquez moves to third. It's 9-0, Indians. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vasquez tags and scores. Sizemore tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-0, Indians. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hafner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hafner hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Tyner. Hafner reaches second base with a double. Sizemore scores. It's 11-0, Indians. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 0-for-4 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tyner is 0-for-3 in the game. Tyner strikes out. One out. Luis Rodriguez pinch hits for Joe Mauer. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cuttier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cuttier hits a pop-up towards first. Broussard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians 11, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.